Welcome back. We're watching markets trading mix this afternoon with less than 2 hours until the end of the trading day and week. The Dow is going to be down more than 300 points or about 0.9%. The S&P 500 also down about 0.4%, while the NASDAQ up slightly, up about half of a percentage point. Now, meanwhile, we're in the final leg of the race to finish up holiday shopping. And Ted Rossman, creditcards.com senior industry analyst, joins us for the latest on consumer spending trends so far. Ted, it's great to have you on. Earlier this week, we got some disappointing data out on retail sales from the Commerce Department, with sales up just 0.3% month on month in November after a 1.8% rise in October. Walk us through this. What has holiday spending looked like so far, and how has this season compared to last year and to 2019 before the pandemic?
Yeah, I know on the face of it, the November report was a bit disappointing because growth slowed, at least on a month-over-month basis. It was 1.8% in October, and then it was only 0.3% in November. But the year-over-year comparisons are a lot more favorable. October was up 16% year-over-year. November was up 18% year-over-year. And what I think a lot of people forget is that last holiday season was actually really successful from a goods standpoint. We know that services took a huge hit because of COVID, but actual goods sales were up about 8.5% from 2019 to 2020, you know, speaking of the holiday season here. So the National Retail Federation's projection for this holiday season is up about 11% from last year. I actually think it might even be a little better than that, just looking at some of these other recent stats. I think the biggest reason for the November slowdown was people started early. A lot of demand was pulled forward into October this year. Sales started early, and people were really worried about that supply chain.
Yeah, and a lot of people said Christmas came in October this year just because of that very reason. Tomorrow is Super Saturday, the final Saturday before the Christmas holiday. National Retail Federation expects 148 million shoppers to be in stores or online, with all of the COVID issues going on, perhaps more online this year. That's a little less than the 150 million from last year. But how much of a wrench do you actually think Omicron throws into this?
I don't think Omicron threatens holiday sales all that much, because I really think most people are just about done at this point. I would also note that any sort of slowdown is likely to be felt more in services than in goods. People have been spending a remarkable amount on goods really throughout the pandemic. And we've seen that on electronics, we've seen it on furniture, we've seen a ton of home improvements, exercise equipment. I'm actually really surprised at the continued strength here of the goods sector. I really would have thought a lot of that would have been played out in 2020, but it's really lasted this full year and likely beyond. Various estimates still have Americans with something like $2 trillion worth of excess savings because of stimulus, because they spent less for a while. I actually think the consumer and retailers and the overall economy are in good shape despite some of these concerns.
Well, and you mentioned this notion of excess savings, but do you think inflation is already hitting consumer discretionary spending? Or when do you see consumers pulling back on some of these big ticket items and discretionary purchases because prices are going up?
While I'm generally upbeat about this report, I would note that there was a bit of weakness in some key holiday categories. And I think that really hits on what you're talking about here. Department stores and electronics and appliance shops, they were the biggest losers in the November report, at least month over month. They were both down about 5%. Now, to be fair, they were up 25 and 17% respectively year over year. But you look at the biggest gainers, it was inflation plays. It was gas stations and food and beverage stores. So I do think we're starting to see some signals that maybe people are now acknowledging that they're spending more at the gas pump, more at the grocery store, more on rent. That maybe leaves less for other discretionary purchases. I don't think it's a disaster, but I do think that it's hitting consumer confidence, and we don't want to see this continued hot inflation. That will start to weigh on things the more this lasts into 2022.
Yeah, I think it was very disappointing. The department stores and electronics, you know, you would expect to see a surge at this time of the year, but down 5 and 4% respectively. I'm wondering, what are you hearing or seeing as far as bargains and deals out there heading into this final week? I know that it has been said that there have been fewer of those deals available this year because of supply chain issues.
I agree. It's not a great year for these last minute deals. Retailers have pricing power too. So there's the supply chain piece, but there's also the fact that people have all this pent up demand. They have extra savings. People have been spending aggressively. So what I've been seeing and hearing is that maybe the typical discount this year is like 5 to 25% instead of the usual 10 to 30. I mean, not a huge drop, but the deals aren't getting better either. There's really not much incentive for retailers to push these last second deals. There's the supply chain worry, the inflation worry, also the fact that we're so close to the finish line. Even Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they were not as robust as usual. And the National Retail Federation, I thought, put it well when they said that wasn't the kickoff of the holiday shopping season this year. It was more like halftime. I think now, looking into this final week, we're really running out the clock. It's almost done at this point.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Ted Rossman, creditcards.com senior industry analyst. Thank you so much for your time.